Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
What do you do when you have paranormal experiences that don't go away? And you don't know how to make them go away. They just simply kind of become part of life, part of the norm. Do you find peace with it? Do you just accept it and go on with life, knowing that this is just what it is? This is the best it gets. Or do you find a way to try and make it stop? What if the surroundings that you find yourself in seem to be the catalyst of the experiences and you can't get out of those surroundings? That seems to be what happens in our next story. One listener, plagued by paranormal entities, paranormal beings that have a desire to not only affect the environment, but also affect the emotions of this individual as they go through daily life. Take a listen. This is the story that haunts me to this very day. Quick backstory, my family is Buddhist, and around the age of 7 or 8, my mom told me there was a spirit that lived in the tree in front of my house. Now, being exposed to this pretty young, it opened a whole new world for me that I now know is there. I didn't put much thought into it until later in life. Plus, that spirit didn't show itself or do anything to me. So out of sight, out of mind. Here we go. It's my 18th birthday and I'm with my friend that's driving me to a party. Let's call him Frank. Before we head over there, we make a quick stop to his house to grab something. When we get back to his car, his iPod is unplugged from the USB cord and he asks me, "Why did you unplug it?" I tell him I didn't touch a thing and why would I? As he always leaves it plugged in, we're also in and out for a quick 2 minutes anyway, so no need to unplug the iPod. We shrug it off and I connect my phone through the Bluetooth to play some music. And right as it starts, the music is distorted with deep voices, just as if it was slowed down. We change the song a couple of times and every time, the same thing for every song. Same tune, the same voices. We ended up listening to the radio. We were creeped out but shrugged it off eventually. Towards the end of the night, it's around 1 a.m., Frank and I was playing an online game with each other at our own homes. Suddenly, my game freezes, and I thought it was just on my end, as I was playing on a MacBook. So I text him to tell him the game froze. He replies that the same thing happened to him. So now I thought, okay, it's the game's fault. We waited and waited for it to continue again, but nope. It ended up being that both of our internets had crashed. a reminder that we are at separate houses, cities away from each other. So I tell him, whatever, I'm just going to hit the bed. As I'm trying to sleep, I can slightly hear our grandfather clock ringing and ringing as if it was a certain hour. The most it would ring would be 12 times, but it kept on going and going. I laid facing the wall, my back is towards the door, and I start feeling that someone is immensely staring at me. It got so uncomfortable that I tried to turn around to catch who it was and to scream out for my mom at the same time. Right as I'm turning towards the door, a dark figure 6 feet plus from the edge of my bed jumps on top of me and starts choking me. I'm scared to look directly at it. I can see another dark figure leaning on my door with an expression of, gotcha, kind of like he was the leader. And the thing choking me was his minion or bodyguard. I'm screaming for help, but all that came out was mumbles. It felt as if my lips were stitched together. I turn the other way to see the wall. I'm wailing my arms, trying to hit the wall and the bed as hard as I can to make any type of noise to get someone's attention. But I couldn't even get close to the wall, and the bed was just a giant marshmallow when I slammed onto it. I eventually gave up, kept my eyes closed, and just hoped it would go away. Still feeling its hands around my neck. Eventually, it did after a minute or so. I ran to my mom's room and told her everything. As we're in the living room, I can still hear the grandfather clock ringing and ringing. It's right in front of us, and my mom tells me she doesn't hear a thing. Then she assures me that what just happened was a nightmare. The next morning, I check my phone, and I have a missed call at 3:15 a.m. from a number with the number 666. In the digits. I wish I still had that phone to show you. I tell and show my friends what happened and made them promise me that none of them prank called me. They all said no. And these are friends that I trust. Plus, I don't know how they would prank call changing a phone number. Now, Frank said he had the same thing happen to him that same night, but it was a little girl that tried to choke him instead. We're all baffled now, and I'm still shaking from what's happening just thinking about it. My friends kept on telling me to call the number back, and eventually I gave in and called back, and just nothing, straight to voicemail. The inbox was full. That same day, when driving around with my friends, I got angry at the slightest things. I remember I was on the phone with another friend while my friend was driving, and he said something like, "Where does he want me to meet up?" And I got so pissed off at the simple question, I just wanted to break his window and throw my phone out of the car. I had no idea why I got so mad at a simple question. We finally met up with another friend, and they just kept joking around like, "You're just getting possessed, blah, blah, blah." I couldn't deal with it anymore, so I just went home for the rest of the day. I've never had any experiences like this ever. This was the first time. Now I can chalk it up to just sleep paralysis and a crazy coincidence that my friend had it the same night, but this next part is what made me have no doubt it was something much more than that. Fast forward a month or two later, I live in apartments and I live in apartment A. The tenants in apartment B recently moved out, so our landlord moved us back there so they can renovate the apartment A. We moved back in and now apartment A is completely empty. They're tearing out the carpet, cabinets, counters, sinks, etc. Everything except the walls. Keep this in mind. Now, a week or so living in the new apartment, it was a school night, so I was home watching TV and texting my ex. She and I just started arguing, and she was the type to call when something was wrong. As I pick up the phone and walk out towards the street to not wake my family, Frank texts me asking me if everything is okay. I ignore his text, and I'm focused on the situation with my girlfriend. Side note, to get to any apartments in the back, the only way is from the driveway. We don't have any other walkway, and you have to go past apartment A, as it's in the front. So I'm on the street sidewalk, just ending my conversation with my ex. It's around 12 a.m., a summer night in Southern California. No winds, nothing. A dead quiet night. As I'm walking back and going past apartment A, the door slams shut with so much force, and I hear someone running away inside the house. I kid you not, I turned around and ran as fast as I could back out towards the street and across. Thinking of it now, I didn't even look out for the cars. I just wanted to get away from whatever the fuck was inside the house as fast and as far as I could. The footsteps are the loudest I've ever heard, yet they sounded so hollow. I really don't know how to explain it. But I know for a fact that it wasn't a human or animal. Not a squatter, either. The workers came in every day to work on the apartment. The neighbors around us are really close as well, so we saw something suspicious. We would tell one another. I'm in the streets crying my eyes out. Tears are coming out uncontrollably, and I'm fumbling with my phone trying to call my mom to get me. Thankfully, she picks up, comes outside to get me, and I hold onto her as tight as I could with my head towards the ground, still crying like a baby, trying not to acknowledge apartment A as we walk back to apartment B. I don't remember the rest of the night. I'm pretty sure I just knocked out from exhaustion. The next day, I asked Frank why he texted me, and he said he doesn't know. I had a feeling that something was really off and wanted to check up on me. I ended up telling him about my experience. Eventually, we moved back into apartment A. The whole family is excited about the new flooring, painted walls, new counters, etc. And it just felt like a Christmas morning. Don't get me wrong, I loved it too, but I was dreading it after what happened. Thankfully, no crazy encounters, just a couple of nightmares, and eventually everything went back to normal. Except me. I'm now 26, and we still live in apartment A. From then till now, I have always, every night, slept facing the door and continue to do so. Whenever I enter or exit the house, I must go through the door that was slammed. Every so often, when coming home after a late night out, I get an eerie feeling that the door might slam again, so I just keep my guard up, getting ready to run when I'm locking that door to enter my house. I really don't know how to shake this feeling. At this point, I feel like it's going to stick with me for the rest of my life.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Want a commercial-free experience of the show with access to the world's largest audio archive of ghost stories? Sign up at Apple Podcasts right now and try it for 3 days free. Ghostpodcast.com or Patreon.com/Real Ghost Stories.
How to have fun anytime, anywhere. Step one, go to ChumbaCasino.com.
ChumbaCasino.com. Got it.
Step two, collect your welcome bonus.
Come to Papa, welcome bonus.
Step three, play hundreds of casino-style games for free.
That's a lot of games, all for free.
Step four, unleash your excitement.
Woohoo! Chumba Casino has been delivering thrills for over a decade. So claim your free welcome bonus now and live the Chumba life. Visit ChumbaCasino.com.
By law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. For years, Chumba's been setting the bar for online social casino fun, and it just keeps getting better with new games released every week and daily bonuses to collect. The fun never stops. So claim your welcome bonus now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See TNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.